You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet in 2025. Armin Chevrolet proudly celebrating, and congrats to them for this, 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question, which bothered you more, or which bothered you the most this weekend with the Phils? We got two choices. A, Lizardo being kept in for so long, which was outrageous. Or B, Trey's defense, which obviously yesterday was, you know, not only bad, but I'll just call it typical. I mean, not that he does that every game, but I mean, come on. We know he's got that in his negative bag more than most, which is booting the routine play. That was bad. And it does worry me for October. Second poll question. And we literally phrased it this way. Not that it mattered in 2024, but was Bryce Huff the Eagles' worst free agency signing ever? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP. On Twitter. You know, one thing about the free agency with Bryce Huff, and, you know, it looks like they're going to get out of this contract and he's going to get shipped to San Fran. And it made me wonder, and I'm going to be very candid here. I don't know the answer to this, but is this one of those things, the way Howie structured it, where Howie maneuvers in a way that the rest of the league doesn't based on how he sets a contract up? I mean, James, doesn't it seem kind of implausible that they get out so easy?
Yeah, like you're saying that when Howie did the contract to begin with, he planned for the potential eventuality of maybe a horrible first year.
Correct.
Because it's wild to think about, especially because if you're that willing to buy in on this guy to the number that they did, I mean, to even think to put that stuff in there is wild.
Let me just, I want to read to you a couple of tweets, and then I want to get to some audio of Elliott, because ultimately what is going to matter a lot for the Eagles moving forward is the extent to which the salary cap has changed and how that could impact the Eagles, who have had a competitive advantage based on Howie's excellence and Lurie's spending under the current system. So I just want, John, listen to this series of tweets. Just bear with me. It's three different tweets here. So here's what happened over the weekend. Adam Schefter first reported, ESPN sources, 49ers and Eagles are working to finalize a trade that will send edge rusher Bryce Huff to San Francisco for a mid-round pick. Okay, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's going to be processed after June 1. I don't need to read it all, but let's just start with that. Schefter then has a second tweet. He says, before the trade can get finalized next week, the Eagles restructured Bryce Huff's contract this week. He was set to make about $17 million fully guaranteed this season from Philadelphia, but the Eagles now will take on only $9.05 million in salary, leaving the 49ers responsible for the remaining $7.95 million due to Huff this season. Okay. Then Field Yates jumps in, and he says, the cap specifics of this deal. The Eagles declined Bryce Huff's $15.58 $1 million fully guaranteed option bonus, which turned it into a base salary. I know this is getting confusing. Just bear with me. He says Philadelphia then turned $9 million of that base salary into a signing bonus, which allows San Francisco to take on the remaining money, $7.95 million. In sum, the Eagles save $7.95 million in cash and create north of $15 million in 2025 cap space. San Francisco will inherit the final 2 years of Huff's deal, blah, blah, blah. Okay, then Jake Rosenberg, who you may remember, used to work for the Eagles and was Howie's contract guy. So Howie and this Jake Rosenberg were doing a lot of this together until Jake Rosenberg left the Eagles about, was it prior to last season? Yeah. Prior to last season. And so he's doing his own business venture, but he weighs in on social media on these kind of things. So he responds to Field Yates saying this, "This is a misleading way to describe the cap impact and process. Happy to try to answer some questions, but the amount was always base salary, though treated as an option for cap purposes. And with that at signing, the OB, I don't even know what that means, is assumed as exercise, though it hadn't been yet." Here's my point. We're all confused right now, right? Every person listening right now is confused. I'm confused. Like, what am I getting at? I'm getting at, I wonder how they got out of this, where they're going to get a draft pick, not get crushed on the salary cap. And like, it just, it to me, it strikes me like maybe Howie had a thing on the way in the door that led to this on the way out the door. What's my point? I want to play audio of you, of Elliot, for you from about a week and a half ago on our show. Because the NFL is thinking about changing aspects of the salary cap in the next CBA. And we add.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Asked Elliot, what could the implications for that be for the Eagles? Listen to what Elliot said.
Basically, what it seems like the NFL wants to do is fix the salary cap so that teams can't like use loopholes to manipulate it, essentially. Now, we all know from talking about the Eagles and covering the Eagles the past few years, the Eagles are awesome at working the salary cap. And the best way to explain it would be this. If you took their top 10 players on the roster in terms of average value, like average contract value, it should be over $200 million. I think it's $215 million per year on the salary cap. But because of how the Eagles structure their contracts, it's just over $100 million. So simplistically, just look at it. They have $100 million less in salary cap hits than they should based off the average value of the contract. Now, the reason that's a big advantage for the Eagles specifically is because they have an owner in Jeffrey Lurie that pays a lot of cash and allows that to happen. So the reason the NFL is going after this is because the poor teams, or the teams that are not willing to spend cash, they're essentially being put at a competitive disadvantage because they're not getting these like long contracts.
John, when this Bryce Huff news came down on Friday, I thought of what Elliot had said. and thought, I wonder if this is a tie into that kind of thing. Like, it's all above my head. I want to be clear, guys.
I feel the
Nobody
same
understands
way.
The salary cap, but how are the Eagles suddenly going to have cap space from this?
Yeah. it just feels like Howie has mastered this sleight of hand.
Right.
And that really feels like all we're talking about. Sleight of hand, taking what should be $250 million and making it look like $100 million
right.
because you've kicked $150 forward. You know, and it's all in dummy years and stuff
right.
like that that somehow like vanishes from everything. I don't know how.
And it could hurt them if the league changes the rules. Let's listen to more yes. of Elliott because he really brought
well, think
this.
Think about that.
Yeah.
$250 million well, compared to $100 million looks like. That's a
well,
major hit
all right.
if we have to make those books look like $250 million.
Correct. Because think of it this way. Then we'll get to the Elliott audio. But think of it this way. And I'm sure this has gone through a lot of people's minds. It certainly did for me last year with how amazing the talent was. How do you have Jalen making that money, AJ making that money, Devontae making that money, Lane making that money, Mulata, Dickerson,
yeah.
Saquon, and that's mm-hmm. just on offense. I mean, Goddard had a pretty good salary. Okay, that's just offense. Now, defense, they weren't spending nearly as much. But, I mean, I just named, like, eight really big contracts for
Marquee
their positions.
Deals. No, they're, yeah. they're like the top five type deals.
At their positions.
For all those spots.
Which is, how does
and
that happen?
And you've got everyone happy for the most part. You know, it helps when you're winning.
Well,
but
of course.
You look around the NFL, and most teams, you've got people who are holding out. You've got people who are miserable.
Yeah.
They're angry with the organization because of the way they conduct business. Guys in the Eagles organization, they know, as a player, you know, at least we did, we knew that the 30 thing was real, you know,
yeah.
that you got to be, when you get 30,
yep.
you don't know what's going to happen. But we also knew that, you know, they were operating at a different standard. We knew that that our organization was efficient and smart.
Well,
and
Joe Banner and Howie,
all of this, yes,
both
Joe
have
Banner
been,
set
and
that
this standard. and this Rosenberg guy, they were all part of it. Anyway,
yes.
when the Huff thing came through, I mean, I'm in a good Eagles mood. They won the Super Bowl and they got rid of Bryce Huff Christmas Day. But I just wonder how long some of these advantages will go on. And Elliott really brought the point home of how it truly could impact the Eagles when he said this to us about a week and a half ago.
For as much as the tush push was focused on the Eagles, and we talked so much about how like it could impact them, ultimately it was not going to impact them a ton on the field. If the NFL changes how you can structure contracts, that is a potential big deal for the Eagles. Not
yeah.
so much this iteration, because it won't be for a few years, but in the future, they'll lose the advantage of having an owner that spends a lot of cash.
Yeah. Well, look, you can react. I know it's confusing, guys. I get it. I mean, I don't know anyone that truly understands all this, right? But I just know to get rid of a player after 1 year of a huge deal and gain cap space just seems, James, is implausible.
Implausible. I was literally the word in my head. I was going to finish the sentence for you. Implausible.
Implausible.
I just don't get it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.